hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things easy, inshallah, for everybody. But let us, you know, don't, these are difficult times. You know, we have to try to keep some sense of, or some type of routine. I think routine helps a little bit. I hope the Arabic class serves as a bit of a routine for some of you. It's difficult, obviously, what we're going through. But, you know, like we know, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا Right, there is ease with difficulty. There is ease with difficulty for sure. So we believe that, and we try to, you know, whatever we have, we try our best in those circumstances. And then Allah is the one who facilitates and opens doors. But if you, you know, like, I feel, you know, like this is very strange times we're in, subhanAllah. There is good for the believer in all of his or her affairs. That's very, very true. Okay, we're gonna get started. Absolutely, Sister Maria, I appreciate a very, very good point, right? Like time to connect and reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hustle and bustle of everyday life. So true. Alhamdulillah, it's a great blessing to be able to, you know, slow things down and connect to Allah. It's really awesome, alhamdulillah. I for one also feel, for example, that I would be quite often praying outside the house. Like I would go to the masjid to pray, but because of this, are not able to go to the mosque. So I'm praying more at home with the kids, and I think now the kids are getting a bit more of a habit of praying together and praying on time. And you know, that's a big blessing, because I think if this wasn't the case, I don't think I would, be able to develop that for them. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough. It kind of forces your hand to do it. So it's, you know, there is khair in everything. Like, there's good in everything. We believe that. And we are patient in the face of calamity and difficulty and trial. And we're told trial is part of life. It's going to happen, right? Sabr, absolutely. Someone has something else to share. Please, by all means, do share. It's important that we talk about this, I think, before we proceed. Jamadan House, since we had everyone home, alhamdulillah, highly recommended. Absolutely. Very, very, the blessing of praying together is immense. The ajr of praying together still applies, by the way, for people who are praying at home. You know, the 27 times reward, according to, you know, scholars of hadith and fiqh, and we hope from Allah that applies, that hadith still is applicable. So even if the jama'ah is two people, you know, that's a good thing, inshallah ta'ala. If a person is completely by themselves, that is a very difficult trial. And if someone is in that situation, like if you need, you know, someone to talk to, you know, by all means, feel free to message me on WhatsApp, and you know, we can chat, or, you know, if it's a sister, Solange, or somebody else, we can try to set up like a small, you know, friends and a group for just keeping each other, in good spirits, right? I think that will be important. I have some friends who are reaching out, and some family members and whatnot. So we're all trying this thing, just randomly connecting, sending a message. But even if it's not talking, just like a text or a WhatsApp message, I think that does suffice as something, right? So by all means, if you know anybody needs something, right, by all means, try to. I think I can speak on behalf of this class here, this group here. We can be there for each other, because we know each other remotely, right? So it's like a extension of that. We support each other, and definitely Brother Salim can always cheer up the brothers. MashaAllah. Where is he, Brother Salim? Is he here today, Brother Salim? Where is he? He is there, yes. Alhamdulillah. Just got here. All right, MashaAllah. We were mentioning you with good. Alhamdulillah. All right, so here on the portal, all right, yes, we have this quizzes here. Oh, Zakla Stomalia, that's awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety. I feel it personally. I think others are feeling it more or less, right? Allah Mustaan. So we try our best to, get through these difficult times, and we do it with the help of each other. Okay, so here we are. The quiz section. So the quizzes are essentially a topic that we've covered like a week ago. The quiz is there for it at this point. So just it helps. The quiz is an assessment, right? An assessment, not just for me or Solange, the TA, but it's an assessment for you to see how much it is that you are know and how it's like a self-assessment. The quiz grades itself, right? So it's a self-assessment of sorts as well. It's there to tell you how much and how well you know the content. If you know the content well, it can help you identify gaps. It's really critical that you attempt these quizzes in the absence of homework, because we don't give homework, right? Like we don't have that anymore. Or even in the beginning, we had a little bit of homework, but this is, I think, a little bit more efficient because you can do it. It'll tell you the answers right away. Don't let the grade number discourage you or something, or that's just the way the program is. Okay, don't think of it like that. And if you get something right or wrong, try to do it again. I mean, if you've attempted quizzes, if you've done them from the portal here. How many of you have attempted them, the quiz? People? Okay, alhamdulillah, Shahadima, but Musa. Okay, very good. Excellent. So as you're catching up, excellent, Brother Raila, I appreciate that. As you're catching up, do the quiz for the topic that you're catching up with. Okay? And they're open book, inshallah. So you can keep your book open, inshallah. Yeah, I mean they're not like a test, right? This is just an assessment. And also, like you don't have to go in order. So no, not a quiz. If you are, say, doing the topic, say you are behind on fi'il, but you're caught up on ism, mu'rab, and mabni, etc., then you start from this quiz. You just do the quiz of the topic that we're talking about right now, and the rest, when you catch up, you do the quiz later, right? So the Jumla Ismiya quiz, when it comes out, you don't need the command tense and forbidding for it. Absolutely. You don't need present tense conjugation. You don't need past tense conjugation. So just do that one first, and then go back and do the rest later on, inshallah. No, the quiz certificate is not, this is not for that at all, right? Yeah, it's just for your own, like you learn the this is homework. Essentially, this is homework to help you understand the concepts. And then instead of a TA emailing you what's right and what's wrong, the computer will tell you automatically, this is right, this is wrong. Right? So it grades itself, right? Is that alhamdulillah? I'm glad that the purpose is clear. Jazakallah khair for asking. Sister Solange has worked very hard on them, mashallah, and they're really, really well thought out questions. So I really think of them as homework, right? Think of it as homework activities to help consolidate concepts, to help extend concepts. That's the purpose of these, inshallah. Okay? Exactly, right? And they're not very long either, inshallah. Also, so a quick timeline. The reason why I took a little bit of time talking about this is a quick timeline of what thing is, how things are. So the as you know, this March 30th is our last class. Okay, on the 27th of March we will have, inshallah, the final open book assessment for steps to Arabic. This is like in replacement of the project. The project, if you remember last time, took a while to get graded, and it was not like the I think the project is extremely beneficial, but I think currently we're learning concepts, so we need assessment on concepts rather than application to Quran, which is extremely wide open and sometimes difficult to apply on your own text, right? Like to analyze on your own as a text, right? So the project helps, I think, maybe in steps three. You know, we did it in steps one and alhamdulillah, it was good. But I think more beneficial at our stage as we're learning the foundations here is to have a summative assessment. It's not an exam. It's not like a, you know, don't think of it as that, okay? But is all the things that we have studied, it's those concepts in a question answer format. You do it, you can have the book, you can have it open, it'll help you to retain those concepts. It will help bring together concepts all together. That will be like the final thing for the course instead of a project, inshallah. Okay, that'll come out on Friday the 27th. You can see the calendar, right? That I'm holding up here, right? Okay, perfect. This is outside of the quizzes on the screen, correct? So there's going to be the quiz for Jumla Ismiya posted this week, inshallah. The quiz is open for as long as you want. It says due date. That's just a recommendation. You can do it whenever you want, okay? But ideally, you do it by the time it tells you to, okay? If you did the ism plurals quiz, now it's a lot easier for you to talk about the plurals. The project will come out. And, you know, we'll let you know if there is a deadline for the project. But that would come on the 27th, the last class, and on the 30th, inshallah, for this part of Steps to Arabic. And then we have a little bit of a break, like a maybe like a six-day break between this and the next session, part three. Only reason for that is those two classes in the middle, I skipped or out of the schedule because I felt that's the time for people to catch up and work on the project. But now, instead of the project, we work on the final assessment, inshallah. Okay, so that's the plan for the next 2 weeks. As soon as the Steps to Arabic 3 registration is running and it's functional, I will send that over to you all, inshallah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Okay. There is one important thing about Steps to Arabic 3 that it's a decision that, alhamdulillah, we made at Al-Kawthar after discussion, which is we will continue, like the Steps to Arabic 3 starts on April 6th, right? I told you guys that. And then we stop on the 23rd, I believe. I think Ramadan begins on the 24th. Okay, I forgot the exact date, but one of these days we'll pause. And then we take a break for about 5 weeks, almost 6 weeks for Ramadan and for Eid. And then we restart June 1st. Okay? April, May, this is June. June 1st is when we restart. So all of the billing for that course, inshallah, right? If you're paying one time or in installments, it will all start on June 1st. And until then, you know, we'll continue to do our classes as is. The reason why Al-Kawthar, you know, alhamdulillah, we made this decision is because we feel that right now with COVID-19, there's all this uncertainty. People are feeling anxiety. There's a lot of pressure on people. So we have essentially 2 months, April and May, right, where most of the time we're off. We only have a few classes in April. So we figured we'll keep everything the way it is. And then June is when like the billing, et cetera, would start. So you can sign up. It won't take any payment until June 1st. All right. All the content that we're doing, inshallah ta'ala, we'll continue doing, inshallah. You know, that's like a very small thing as an institute we decided to do. So I hope that is good, inshallah ta'ala. And I hope that it allows us to settle down a little bit with the situation. After Ramadan, it'll be hopefully, you know, we'll be through the worst of this, inshallah ta'ala. Ameen, ya Rabbi, jazakumullah khairan. So that was a couple of quick announcements about what's happening. Please attempt the quiz. Watch out for the final quiz at the end of this week. Take your time to do it, inshallah ta'ala. It's open book, practice, review, inshallah. assessment you can take as many times as you want, Ustad Umar Yunus. You can take it multiple times. That okay? The final project, what do you say, Sister Solange? Can they take it again? I think so. That will be manually degraded in part. Okay. All right. We'll let you know, Sister Umariam, inshallah ta'ala. Don't you worry. Sister Solange will fill us in on that information. Okay? inshallah. Okay? The quizzes as many times as you want, for sure. And your entry into, you know, steps three is not contingent on your quiz or final assessment. That's, again, this is a way for you, like, to... What's the purpose of a quiz? It's like your brain is able to connect concepts, and then there is a heightened understanding, right? Heightened understanding. That is the whole purpose of it. That's all, right? When I was studying with my teacher, I actually really wished I had quizzes. Do you know why? Because there was so much information. I'm like, I can't retain this just by reading it a few times. I need to be assessed so my brain processes it in a different way, and then I retain it. So that's really the way quizzes and assessments should be seen. Allahu a'lam. Okay? I'm not just saying that to make you like feel better or something. All right. That said, after that long introduction, let's get started. We got a few things to cover today, inshallah ta'ala, and we'll get cracking on them. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay. Parts of Jumla Ismiya. I knew someone was going to say that. Oh, Salim. MashaAllah. Parts of Jumla Ismiya. Okay. How many parts are for Jumla Ismiya, oh people? How many parts? Just the number right now. The parts are three. Yay. What's the first part? First part is... Mubtada, very good. Second part. Khabar, excellent. And the third part, related to khabar. Okay, this is excellent. Jazakumullahu khairan. That's very good. Okay, Mubtada, let's write some information about the Mubtada. Is it before or after is? Before is. Khabar is after is, and related to khabar is after is as well. Correct? Yes or no? All right, the Mubtada is how many words? One word, right? One word. And what is the status of this one word? It is marfu', right? It is one word and it is marfu'. What is, how many words is the khabar? Excellent. Let me refresh your memory here with something. Okay, so you see, the khabar right there can either be one ism or a sentence. Okay, so I'll put this here. It's either Maybe I should zoom out a little bit. Okay, it's either one word, and that one word is what status? Marfu, right? I'll actually add this one word here, marfu. Or it is a sentence, correct? Sentences, how many types of sentences are there? Two types, right? It can either be a jumla, ismiya, or a jumla, fi'liya. Think about like the sentences we've done. That's what it's one of the two, right? Jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya, isn't it? That's what it's going to be. For all of Arabic. For all of Arabic. Okay. Related to khabar is how many words? One or more than one? More than one, perfect, right? The related to khabar, it's either what? Harf jar, ism majrur, right? That makes it two words, right? Or it is a dharf and mudaf ilayhi, that makes it also how many words? Two words. Perfect. Anything else that is related, if the ism majrur is also a mudaf, that's fine. We'll just write it as mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. But in reality, the related to khabar is just these two words, to be more just precise about it. Is that clear, inshallah? Where we're being precise by saying it's two words. It could also be mudaf, and then that's how it's related to another ism, right? It could be, man'ut, and it could be related to another ism in that way. But as itself, it's just two words. Could you have a sentence that is related? Related to khabar? No, the sentence, Brother Salim, would be the khabar itself, right? Related to khabar is harf jar or ism majrur, harf jar and ism majrur, or dharf and mudaf ilayhi. That's the only two options. Okay, you can have a sentence there for sure as a khabar. You can have sentence there also as other things that we'll learn. For example, a sentence can actually be a na'at, which we'll learn inshallah ta'ala later on. Those things are there, but this is the overall structure for it. Okay, that's our parts of jumla ismiya. Okay. Now, here is another thing that we will add. You need at least one of khabar or related to khabar, at least. One of the two is required. Okay. The mubtada is required for sure, but one of these two is required. Both of them, good, but at least one of the other. Because as you see, it comes after is. Right, it's coming after is, so something has to be there after is. Something has to be there after is, right? Okay, I'm gonna go to the tutorial and bring out an example of something we did. Just try to connect the two things together here. All right. This sentence.
All right. Good, inshallah. All right, people.
Jazakumullah khairan. This sentence, al-mar'atu mu'allimatun. Okay? The mubtada in this sentence is what? Al-mar'atu. Okay?
All right, very good. I'm going to put a check mark there, seeing that
there is a mubtada. Okay? Is there a khabar? There is a khabar. What is the khabar? Mu'allimatun. Okay. Is there a related to khabar? There is no related to khabar. Okay?
All right.
We have the khabar that's there, that's after is.
Okay, very good.
Next example. All right. Al-mar'atu fi madrasatin. Remember the sentence, right? The sentence, the translation of this sentence, by the way, was the woman is a teacher, right? And this sentence is what? The woman is in a school or in school. It's both good, right? Okay, now tell me, people. Mubtada, do I have mubtada? Al-mar'atu, right? Al-mar'atu is my mubtada. I have my mubtada. Very good. Whoa, buddy, what happened there? Okay. Okay, do I have a khabar? There is no khabar. Why is it doing that? Don't know what the hand emoji is for. Okay. And is there a related to khabar? There is, alhamdulillah. And that is fi madrasatin. The harf jar isim majrur. Right? Again, notice after is, it's something has to be there. Okay. What was our last sentence? The last sentence was in this whole situation. On these examples, the last sentence was al-mar'atu mu'allimatun fi madrasa. The woman is a teacher in a school, correct? And in this situation, do I have a mubtada? I actually do, alhamdulillah, have a mubtada. My mubtada is there, al-mar'atu. Do I have a khabar? The khabar is mu'allimatun, right? Very good. And do I have a related to khabar? Fi madrasatin. Harf jar ism majrur. Am I right? So, as you can see, these are the three examples, or this example, or the set of examples, shows you that one of khabar or related to khabar is required at least. Here I have khabar. Here I have related to khabar. Here I have both khabar and related to khabar. And that, alhamdulillah, is required for the sentence to make sense. Okay, inshallah? Now let's talk about some examples where the khabar is not needed. The khabar is not needed. We began this example last time. I will open up the ayah to show you the example, and then we'll go one by one, ayah and translation. Okay, the ayah goes, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. Okay, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ
وَلَا رَطُبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. He holds the keys to the unseen, none knows them but He. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who knows the unseen, the future, the matters of the akhirah. Right? This is not something nobody, no human being will know that or can know that. He has knowledge of all that land and sea contain. No leaf falls without His knowledge, nor is there a single grain in the darkness of the earth or anything wet or dry, but is recorded in a clear record. Okay? All right. So this is the ayah. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ. All right. I would like you to tell me, in this ayah, what is my مُبْتَدَى? And I'm going to actually put this right next to... Where is the book gone? All right. What's my مُبْتَدَى, ya people? إِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ. The مُبْتَدَى is... مَفَاتِحُ, right? The first ism that we see, that's مَرْفُوع. Am I right or wrong? First مَرْفُوع ism is our مُبْتَدَى. Okay, very good. Okay, next up. Is this word مَفَاتِحُ linked to the word after it? In some way? Yes, how is it linked? It is مضاف مضاف إليه. Thank you very much. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. مفاتيح الغيب. This is the مضاف إليه. Correct? Okay, alhamdulillah. I have my mubtada. Khabar? You could, the heading gives it away, right? No khabar needed. Here, there is no khabar. Okay? There is no khabar here. Just for the sake of entertainment, I'll put the X emoji there as well. Okay. Do I have a related to khabar? Alhamdulillah, yes I do. And that would be what? Dharf, right? In the who. Right? In the who. Which is basically what is it? The dharf is in the, and the who is the mudaf ilayhi. Right? Should I maybe write it that way? I think I'll write it that way. Alright, inda is the dharf, and then the who is the mudaf ilayhi. Just for the sake of consistency. Okay, I think something is wrong with this thing. Hold on a sec, please. Knew it. Microsoft. When in doubt, blame Microsoft. Oh, ya Allah, give me patience. Allah. Sorry, people. It is really very interesting right now. There we go, alhamdulillah. Okay, you two guys. Perfect. Allahu Akbar. Okay, so that is our first example of no khabar needed. Is there something else you notice in this sentence that's a little interesting? Wa means and, sure. But something else. The dharf is first. Oh boy. The related to khabar came before the mubtada. If you were to translate it, so here's the thing that we will say. When we translate, we will translate as follows. Okay? We'll translate as mubtada. And then we'll have is. And then we'll have whatever comes afterwards, right? Khabar related to khabar. That's how we translate it. Okay? Are you with me, people? When we translate it, like if you were to do it literally, it would be, and with him are the keys of the unseen. Okay? But in reality, that's actually not doing full justice to the meaning. And I'll explain that to the end. At the end, when we translate this ayah, we say "mafatihul ghayb," right? We'll put the mubtada first, and then we'll say "are," and then we'll say "indahu." Okay, and then there is a reason why we're doing this. There's a reason why we translated this way. There's a reason why the ayah has the related to khabar before the mubtada. I'll talk about that towards the end of the class, inshallah. Okay? Don't you worry. It's coming up as well. Okay. Very good. MashaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wa indahu mafatihul ghayb. Okay. Next example for us is the truth is from your Lord. Okay. This is the sentence that we have here. The truth is from your Lord. Right here in this list of sentences. Oh, sorry. How will I say that in Arabic? How do I say the truth? How do I say the truth? The truth is al-haq. Very good. Okay, how would I say from? Min? Sorry, what is happening? I don't know. There we go. Men, okay. And your Lord. Okay, Rabb is Lord, right? Ka is yours. Okay, I want you to put the whole thing together. Send it to me as a private message. With the tashkeel, like the last haraka. Okay. Excellent. Ahsanti, Sister Halima. Sister Fatima, Ahsanti. Brother Musa, I need the full tashkeel for the Mubtada. Brother Salim as well. Min Rabbiki. Why female? Masculine. Ahaku, MashaAllah, Ahsanti, Uncle Adi. Well done, Sister Widad, Ahsanti. MashaAllah, Ahsanti, Sister Nadia, Brother Nasir. Perfect, MashaAllah, Brother Salim, Ahsanta, very good. Excellent, MashaAllah, all of you are getting it right, perfect. Al-Haqqu min Rabbika. When you pronounce it for like tajweed purposes, you would say Al-Haqqu min Rabbika, right? The mubtada in this sentence is what? Mubtada is al-haqqu. Very good. The khabar in this sentence is what? No khabar. Okay. And what is the related to khabar? Is it getting... Oh, it's because of the emoji. Could you believe that? Oh, all right. It's min rabbika. Okay, let's be a little bit more precise. Min, right? You're right, min rabbika, for sure. Min harf jar. You're right. But let's keep our related as two words as well. Is that right? Rabbi. Okay. That's your ism majrur. There's more going on here. Rabbi is the what? Is the mudaf. And ka is your mudaf ilayhi. Right? Perfect. Alhamdulillah. You don't have to make the ka does not become ki. Right? Rabbi ka. Ka is separate from Rabbi. The effect of the hafjar min applies to the word Rabbi. All right, very good. Next sentence. Al-haqqu min rabbika. Min, if I say min al-rabbika, well, rabbi is mudaf, so cannot have al. Rabbi is mudaf, so cannot have an al. All right, Sister Halima asked a very good question. Mudaf ilayhi is part of related, so more than two words. The answer is, anytime you have an ism, it could become mudaf, right? It could be man'ut to a na'at, an adjective, right? It could have a connector well. Those three things. Mudaf, man'ut, adjective, and connector well. These three are always there as possibilities. Whether this is a mubtada, which is one word, whether it's a khabar, which is one word, whether it is a ism majrur for related, which is also one word, right? These three are how the words are linked together. But if there weren't any of those, it would just be one word by itself. That's why I'm writing it as such. Rabbi as the ism majrur, but then Rabbi is also playing a second role, which is mudaf. Does that make sense, Sister Halima? Okay, perfect. Alhamdulillah. Next question is, or the next sentence is, all praise is for Allah. I'm sure you're able to say this. Quickly tell me how I would say this. But I need the tashkil, people. Alhamdu lillahi, good. There we go. Alhamdulillahi. I know you can say Alhamdulillah is fine. But Alhamdulillahi. Very good. All praise is for Allah. The reason why we're saying al here, it means all, is there is like a balagha reason for it. It is sometimes al could mean all of something. Okay. If I was to talk about even like generalizing something, I could use al to generalize something as well. If I wanted to say, all grapes or most grapes are expensive, I could say al-inabu aghla min at-tuffah, for example. Grapes are more expensive than apples. I don't know for a fact because I don't do grocery. My wife does. But assuming that's true, okay? Assuming that's true, I could just say al. I don't have to say mu'azamu al-inabi aghla min al-tuffah, okay? Or kullu al-inabi aghla min al-tuffah. So this is the al actually, because mu'azam means most, or kull means all. We don't actually need those additional words. Al by itself does the job. Okay, so that's why you have al talking about praise. Alhamdu, all praise is for Allah. The context of it and the meaning of al is flexible enough to include these things here, inshallah. Okay, mubtada. Mubtada is Alhamdu, very good. Khabar. No khabar. Keep in mind, we're still under the heading of no khabar needed. That is why you have no khabar so far. All right, very good. No khabar. And then the related to khabar. What is it, ya jama'ah? The related to khabar is lillahi. Very good, right? Li is the harjar, right? Harjar. And then the word Allahi, right? Which is my ism majroor. Correct? So now how you say, mashallah, you know this, people are, like we say this all the time. Now you know it's a jumla ismiya. Alhamdu is your mubtada. Lillahi is your related to khabar. Harjar ism majroor. Next time you say that, maybe think about it a little bit, inshallah. But not in salah. Don't think about i'rab in salah, right? But outside of your salah, think about it sometimes. All right. All prayers and peace are upon the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. What is all prayers? What do you think is the word I'm looking for here? What's the word I'm looking for here? Ah, ahsanta wa sadim. Okay, I need it with as definite and marfu'. As-salatu. Jameel. Okay, what is and? And is wa. Okay, excellent. Wa. What is peace? It's not a theoretical question. But I need it as... Should I have al on it? Yes or no, people? I should have al. Okay. Al and marfu'. As-salamu. As-salamu, right? What is upon? That would be ala. Very good. Now, I want you to tell me how I would say the Messenger of Allah after the word ala has come. I want you to type the whole thing. Think about it and type it. For just don't type it before without thinking. And full tashkeel. Ahsan, this is to Halima. Oh, Brother Musa, try again. Ala, after ala. We need the Messenger of Allah, Brother Salim. What are we going to use? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, right? Ahsanta, Uncle Ali, well done. Brother Ayad, ahsant. Sister Fazana, cannot have al for mudaf. Ahsanta, Brother Musa, well done. Ahsanta, Brother Salim, well done as well. Ala Rasulillahi. Ala Rasulillahi. I can't have al on my Rasul because it is mudaf, right? How do I have it as da if I don't have al? The word Allahi is definite. So what, Sister Halima? Because of mudaf ilayhi, right? Mudaf ilayhi is definite. So the mudaf is also definite, right? And that is why it is the Messenger of Allah. Perfect. Thank you. Jazakumullahu khairan. All right. So have you heard this statement before? As-salatu was-salam ala Rasulillah. Right, this is one way to send salawat on the Prophet. This is something that is highly recommended. Alhamdulillah. Okay. What is my mubtada here? First marfu' ism. Absolutely, Sir Khalifa. You can say other versions as well. The other versions of the salawat is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. That's actually a command tense version of it. Okay. Salli is a command tense. Of course, we're not commanding Allah. It's a request from Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a dua form. Okay. Sallallahu. Salla is actually a past tense form. Okay. I'll write this in a little bit. Let's do the analysis of this, and I'll explain some of the other versions of the Salah on the Prophet Sallam. What type of sentence are they? Okay. Mubtada is as-salatu. Mubtada is as-salatu. Okay. Is the word, what's the word after this? As-salatu. That's two words. The word is wa. Wa means and, but what is wa? Connector. Right? And what is it connecting? Ah, prayers with peace. Right? Or more precisely, if you don't mind, peace with the prayer. It's going to connect As-salam to as-salah. That's what it does. Does that make sense? So it will connect as-salam to as-salah. Connected to as-salatu. Right? And you notice how, of course, the tashkil is the same. Right? Or their status, more precisely, is the same. And also the meaning is the same. All prayers and all peace. Right? Matches. Alhamdulillah. That's very good. Jazakumullahu khairan. So that is that. So this is connected. Now do you notice that this is not your khabar? Even though this is your second ism in the sentence as marfu', we're not going to call it the khabar because in fact, it goes, it's connected to the mubtada, right? It's connected to the mubtada. It's not the khabar of the mubtada. It's not information about mubtada. It's just more like the mubtada is, it's like a comma, right? That you add to the mubtada. Do you see that? Expanded mubtada. Thank you, Mr. Saneem. It's not the khabar because I have the waw there. Okay. So what's my khabar? There's no khabar, right? There's no khabar. And what is my related then? Related is ala harf jar, right? That's not people. Harf jar, and then what is my ism majrur? Ahsantuma. It is rasuli. That's my ism majrur. And the word rasul, excuse me, rasuli is also, of course, mudaf, and the word Allahi is mudaf ilayhi. All right, perfect. Sounds good? So when you say as-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah, that's what you're saying. It's a jumla ismiya. It's a jumla ismiya. So now when you're in like a fundraiser, for example, and then there's like a guy who's raising money and he's like, Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala Rasulillah. And he's like, who likes to donate? You're like, you know, as-salatu is mubtada. As-salam is connected. And ala is harf jar. Rasuli ism majrur. And that's related to khabar. And that man's going to kick you out of the fundraiser. And then your purpose will be achieved. You have achieved your objective for being removed from the fundraiser, alhamdulillah. So quick tangent, ban from fundraisers. Tangent on Salah on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Okay. So there's a couple of ways to say it. There is, of course, the what's called the Salah Ibrahimiyah, right? Also known as Durud in Urdu and Persian. Right? That's in the text of the Salah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Right? Do you folks know that one? So Salah Ibrahimiyah, that is a command tense. This is a command tense sentence. Jumla fi'liya. Fi'liya. And it is a command tense. Of course, we're not commanding Allah, we're requesting Allah. And it goes, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, right? And then so on and so forth. Ala ali Muhammad. As you can notice, ali is also, so ala harf jar, Muhammad in ism majrur. Ali is ism majrur, right? Ala harf jar, ali, ism majrur. And then also it is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. I think so, yeah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Harf jar ism majrur. Harf jar ism majrur. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. But salli is a command tense fi'l. Salli is a command tense fi'l. Salli, the root letters for salli are sad. Sad, lam. And there's like a difference of opinion, believe it or not. I think what the correct, what the more strong opinion is, it's a ya. Okay, as you can see, the root letters tell you that this is a irregular fi'l. You with me? And when you do the past tense of it, this is a family two fi'l. Family two. Fi'l. That goes as follows. Salla. Yusalli. Sorry. And then the command for it is actually like this. Salli. That's the command tense of it. All right. That's the Salah Ibrahimiyah. Then you have also Allahumma salli wa sallim, just a salah on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's in like the du'as du'as of morning and evening, right? Any other versions you guys know of? That will be Allahumma salli Salli wa sallim ala. The one that I know is ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Nabiyyina Muhammadin. Wa barik as well. Okay. Here, this is also a jumla fi'liya version. And also command tense, as you can see, salli is still there, right? And sallim is actually family two fi'l, which is, you might remember this, huh? Sallama, remember that? Some of you might. Sallama yusall. Yusallimu. And the command was sallim. Hmm? Chop, chop, sallim. That becomes to send peace, right? To send peace. And sallah is to send prayers. Also is the thing that we say salutation after the Prophet's name. What is that? That is sallallahu. Sallallahu alayhi. Sorry, I forgot for a minute there. Alayhi wa sallama, right? You see that? This is a jumla fi'liya. But this is the, what tense would you think this is? Sallama, salla. Past tense, thank you. This is jumla fi'liya, past tense. Okay? By the way, let me just quickly remind you, command tense. Salli, command tense. Right? This is the command tense. And its pronoun is hidden pronoun you. Okay? The pronoun is hidden pronoun you. This is Sulan just correcting me, saying that the root is actually Swad Lam Wow. Okay, I will take that one, inshallah. Swad Lam Wow. Jazakallah khair. The command tense for Salli Wasallim is what? The pronoun is what? Hidden pronoun you. Also talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the way, right? But again, we're not commanding Allah, we're requesting Him. Yeah? I.e. referring to Allah. To Allah. That, oh Allah, you send your prayers and your peace, right? Referring to Allah. You send your prayers and peace upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Ala hajjar nabiyyi isim majur mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Okay? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is past tense. And the hidden pronoun here is what? Guesses? Hidden pronoun? He. Perfect. MashaAllah. Hidden pronoun? He. For both of these fi'al. And here the hidden pronoun he is actually, ya jama'a, very nicely. Do I have an outside fa'il? Outside fa'il is what? The word Allahu, right? So it translates as Allah prayed and upon him and saluted him. This is how it literally translates. But the du'as in Arabic, when you make them in past tense, it is may Allah pray upon him, i.e. send mercy on him and salute him. Okay, the implication is that. Okay, people, so those are some of the ways to send praying upon the prayer of Allah. Allah's prayer upon is Allah's mercy. Right? That's what it means. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته. Also, Allah refers to this to believers as well. Right, Allah prays upon the believers, i.e. He sends His mercy upon the believers. Does that make sense? Guayako. So those are some of the ways to send salutations about the Prophet ﷺ. I hope this was a good and beneficial tangent, inshallah. Yes or no, people? I hope so. Alhamdulillah. Okay. I'll put this as like heading number 3 here. All right. Very good. Barakallahu fikum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay. Next up in our list is raised couches are on it. This is a hard one. Something that we have not... I don't expect you to know this. Like, you know, you can't just make it up. Okay? But before we get to it, this is the surah. Raised couches are on it. This is from Surah Ghashiyah, the last juz. Okay? Now, it's very interesting, this particular one. We're going to spend a little bit of time reviewing some concepts before we go over it. Okay? Let me have this here for you. Okay? Fiha sururum marfu'a from Surah number 88, Surah Ghashiyah. Sururum marfu'a. Tell me something. We have plurals, right? We have a human plural, right? And we can have a non-human plural, right? Yes or no? Human plurals and non-human plurals. Okay? The non-human broken plural. Do you remember that? Yes. Okay. Let me quickly recap. Sorry. Sound masculine. Sound feminine. And then you had human broken and you had non-human broken, correct? Four of them. Let's take an example of human broken. Just the sound masculine, feminine is irrelevant here. Can you give me an example of this? How about I give you a singular? Rajulun. Right? That will be? Rijalun. Perfect. Rijalun. Excellent. Sorry. There. Example of this singular and then plural. Excellent. Kitabun. Oh my goodness. And the plural is kutubun. Okay. How is a non-human broken plural treated in Arabic grammatically? Those two excellent words. Singular feminine. Right? Singular feminine. Okay. Let's go back to the example. Fiha sururum marfu'a. Okay? Fiha sururum marfu'a. Split. All right. What is my mubtada? First, marfu ism. Mubtada is sururun. Okay. Tell me the properties of the mubtada. The properties. Status. Marfu. I think that's pretty obvious. Number. Is it a I forgot to tell you. So Sadir is a singular. Sadir singular couch. Surur couches. Okay, now tell me. Now, so properties, we always talk grammatically. Properties are always grammatical. So this is going to be singular feminine, right? Grammatically, of course, the meaning is couches. Definite or indefinite? Indefinite. Very interesting. Look at what it says there. The mubtada is almost always definite, right? But here you have a very interesting situation, don't you? Indefinite mubtada. What? Okay, hold on to that thought for a second. Okay, hold on to that thought. Anybody notice that the mubtada is indefinite? If you didn't, no problem. Notice all the other mubtadas that we have before, right? He, definite. Muhammad, definite. His mother, definite because of the ummuhu, right? The knight of power. We, the polytheist, the righteous woman. Allah, the keys, the truth. All praise. Alhamdu, all prayers. As-salatu. All that are definite. All these examples have something interesting here, right? This example, I added the and in the mubtada. In this example, the and came in the khabar, or in this one, sorry. Light of the nuru samawati wal ard. Correct? This example is where the mubtada is indefinite. And we'll label this example as such. Indefinite. Definite mubtada. Very interesting story there. The indefinite mubtada. Okay, but let's finish it because we didn't finish the story just yet. Indefinite mubtada, we found its properties. Now tell me something about marfu'atun. Marfu'atun, its properties, its status. Marfu'. Number, singular, gender, feminine, type, indefinite, right? It's singular because, feminine, there we go. Because remember, this is a ta marbuta, its plural would be like muslimatun, Muslimatun, marfu'atun, marfu'atun. That would have been the plural. But this is actually a singular. Okay. Is it man'ud na'at? Is it? You bet. Sururun is man'ud. And what's na'at? Marfu'atun. That is, that's my na'at, right? Notice how these two go together. Raised couches. Marfu' means what? Marfu'a means raised. Remember? Marfu' the status is marfu'. Dhamma is raised above. Marfu'a is marfu'. That's okay, no problem. It's a bad joke. But I'm sure you can see it's not. All right. Khabar. No khabar. No khabar. Do I have related? Fiha, right? Okay. I'll just write Fiha as Fiha like this. Okay, people. Do you see how it works? we write the translation as follows. Notice the order, firstly. Firstly, maybe I should have kept my the split here. Hold on. How many of you like know this surah, have memorized this by heart and you read it from time to time? Some of you do, right? Alhamdulillah. Okay, very good. We're learning something very interesting about the surah, okay? Fiha sururum marfu'a. Raised couches are in it. Okay? Notice that the order here is related to khabar comes first, and then the mubtada comes. Sorry. Right? Related to khabar comes, and then the mubtada comes. Yes or no? Do you notice that, people? If we were to translate it, we translate it as follows. Sururun marfu'atun ar fiha. Raised couches are in it. That is how we translate our sentences. We've seen two examples of this. One is fiha sururum marfu'a. The other one was indahu mafatihul ghaib. Remember that? These are the two examples we've seen. The related to khabar is before the khabar. So why is that? Let's talk about the normal order of jumla ismiya, shall we? Okay. The normal order of jumla ismiya is mubtada, khabar, and related to khabar. Do we agree with that? That's what we've seen mostly, right? Excellent. Now, in our translation, we will keep the normal order. Even if when the translation or the jumla itself is out of order, we will keep the normal order in our translation. Okay? We will translate indahu mafatihul ghaib as the keys of the unseen are with him. We'll keep this. I'll actually remove this. This is redundant. Okay? But the question is, why is it out of order and how is it out of order? Both of these questions are applicable. Okay? Look at the first normal sentence, right? Mubtada, khabar, and related. Here is an example that we looked at before. Al-mar'atu mu'allimatun fi madrasa. Correct? Is this a normal sentence? Normal order? Yes or no, people? Is it normal? It is. Alhamdulillah, right? I have mubtada, then the khabar, and then the related to khabar. The translation of this is the woman is a teacher in a school. Correct? Is there any emphasis here? Anything? No emphasis. Standard sentence. Okay, what if I change and I put the related before the khabar? Is this a normal order right here? Maybe I'll make this a little bigger. Not a normal order, right? So how would I say this in the Arabic? I would say it as follows. Al-mar'atu fi madrasatin mu'allimatun. What's the translation of this? Translation is still the same, right? The woman in the school is the teacher. Okay. How about we translate it the same way? Okay. We will keep the normal order. This is important. Okay. All right. Brother Salim, you with me? Keep the normal order even when it is a translation. I'll actually put this little phrase here because this phrase is important. This will help us a lot. I'll explain why in a second. Okay. I will translate it the same way. But now, I am going to add some emphasis. The woman is a teacher in the school. I want to emphasize that she is a teacher in a school. So the emphasis is added by shuffling the order of the related and the khabar. Like maybe I want to say, like in the context of this sentence, I don't want to, like maybe I want to emphasize the fact that she is not a teacher in a masjid. She's not a teacher in a university, right? Maybe in the context of my conversation, I want to emphasize that she is a teacher in a school. So I say what? Al-mar'atu fi madrasatin mu'allimatun. Emphasizing in a school. So that means I bring the related before the khabar. That's why the key is really to identify the mubtada. That's why we always look at first marfu' ism. Is there any way to reflect that in the translation? I want to keep the translation as is. I want to add emphasis using bold for now or other additional words. If you want to emphasize that she is a woman, then there is other ways, Sister Umm Maryam, which we'll learn about on Thursday, inshallah. Other ways to emphasize, which would be a word that you all know. How do I say indeed? In Arabic. Inna. There you go. That's what we'll learn on Thursday, inshallah. Inna. That's how you emphasize the mubtada. You with me? But right now we're emphasizing some other things. All right. The third option. We did mubtada, related, and khabar. The last option is I put the related before the mubtada. In fact, here, what will happen is the following. I put the related before the mubtada. And I eliminate the khabar. Okay, I eliminate the khabar. Let me remove this part here. Okay, here is example number one of how this happens or why this happens. Okay, example number one is the meaning of exclusiveness is created. When you have the mubtada, meaning of exclusiveness. Let me add some details to this. Mubtada is definite. Okay? Mubtada is definite. Is that normal? Is that... Yes or no, people? Mubtada being definite, is that normal? Right? We've said mubtada being definite is the case almost always, right? Right? Yes or no? I'm trying to really add this emoji here. Yes. Mubtada being definite is almost always. All right. Mubtada is definite. But now I want to create some, like the meaning of exclusiveness. Create exclusiveness. Then what do? I put the related before mubtada. Put the related before the mubtada, and that creates meaning of exclusiveness. And that's why you have the keys of the unseen are only with him. That's why I'm keen on keeping the order of the sentence the way it is. The mubtada comes before R. Because if you were to translate it other ways, you will lose in the translation this beautiful meaning of exclusiveness that's been created. Okay? So that's reason number one, you would put the related before the mubtada. Are you with me, people? All right. Reason number two, you would put the related before, not when we translate. Correct, Sister Halima. The translation, again, we keep the normal order in our translation, even when out of order. You know, maybe I'll do this. Are with him, I'll add the word exclusively, like that. How about that? Is that easier? Make sense? The second situation is, this is the meaning of exclusiveness. This is by necessity, like you have to do it. You have to do it if what? If the mubtada is indefinite. This is not normal. This is not normal, right? Normally, you would have mubtada is definite. All right, so let me just make it a little bit. Like you have to put related before mubtada. Okay, you have to put related before mubtada. In this case, so let me put this example here. Sorry, let me rearrange this. The keys of the unseen are with him. Indahu mafatihul ghayb. Sorry, one second here. Here, the mubtada is indefinite. Okay? The example we had, it was what? Fiha sururum barfu'a. Correct? Remember this? The mubtada is indefinite. Right? Let me finish this, please, example, and then I'll take a question, inshallah. Fiha sururum marfu'a. Fiha sururum marfu'a. This is not any exclusive meaning. Here, my mubtada is indefinite. You see that, right? Mubtada is indefinite. And to make the jumla ismiya work here, by necessity, you have to put the related before the mubtada if the mubtada is indefinite. Okay? There is no additional meaning created. No additional meaning or emphasis is created. Okay? And this is always the case. Yes, you always have to do it. The related has to be before the mubtada when you the mubtada is an indefinite. Now, this will become very critical when we study inna, by the way. When you do inna, an emphasis with inna, this becomes very crucial. So that's why I want us to understand this very, very clearly before we do inna on Thursday, inshallah. Okay? Questions about this? We have the meaning of exclusivity in Arabic. Then why don't we translate it with this emphasis? I don't get that part. The meaning of exclusivity in Arabic. What do you mean, Sister Halima? If you want to open your mic and answer, ask the question, that way it might be quicker.
You said that we don't change the order when we're translating it. So we don't really see the emphasis then.
Okay, so in this class, right? Just what I'm saying is that the order of translation is kept so that we can add the word of like exclusive afterwards.
Oh,
okay. If I was to translate it like normally, and with him are the keys of the unseen. Okay. it makes it tricky now. Like, our understanding of Jumla Ismiya is built on the fact that the Mubtada comes before, right? And that's actually a sound Arabic grammar understanding. Yes or no? So it hinders that part. And the other part that it that kind of can get lost here is the fact that, you know, the emphasis or the exclusiveness is kind of lost there. Because you could wonder, how come this came in the middle of nowhere? Whereas if you write it in the normal order and then add the emphasis or the exclusive nature of it, it makes it, I think, inshallah, clearer. Does that make sense, Sister Khanima?
Yes, now I understand.
Alhamdulillah. All right, quick example before we end. فيها سرر مرفوعة, right? Look at this. فيها عين جارية, same surah. Right? What's my mubtada here? عين جارية, عين, right? Excellent. It's also منعوت and جارية is its نعت. So when I have that, what do I get before that? There we go, right? All right, alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khairan. Folks, with that, inshallah, we'll end. We did, alhamdulillah, good practice of Jumla Ismiya today. I hope you feel more confident with Jumla Ismiya now. And we did the difficult part, which is the normal order of Jumla Ismiya, right? And how that changes. We saw examples of when you don't need the khabar, as long as you have related to khabar. But now we're seeing examples where this can be done for the sake of emphasis, or it's done for the sake of exclusiveness, or it's because the mubtada is indefinite. All of these are reasons that we're adding to our list. I don't expect you to like rattle this off the top of your head, inshallah. But this is something that's there. And when we encounter these examples again, I will bring this up to you. Like, we'll refer back to this, inshallah, in our notes. Sounds good? Inshallah? Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, I'll see you all on Thursday when we start Inna. Inna will be interesting, trust me. And this part will happen a lot in Inna. Okay? A lot in Inna. And it's really awesome. Because when you spot it, you feel very, very good about yourself, inshallah. Okay, barakallahu feekum. I'll see you all then. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.